The Twins going for their third straight win, taking on the Brewers. Both teams still battling to get in the playoffs. Perhaps Eddie Rosario ready for this one, as is Keon Broxton. Pick it up in the third inning. Max Kepler at the plate with his team trailing 1-0. A man on, facing Matt Garza.
Lifted to right field and deep. Back towards the porch. It's up and gone. And one swing of the bat, the Twins are on top 2-1.
Here's a line drive right center field. Kepler, long run. He's not going to get it. Garcia is going to come around third. He'll score. Milwaukee leads 3-2. And a 1-0 to Rosario. Well stroke center field. Long run. He'll look up and go. Rosario straight away center field. Twins creep back. They trail 4-3. And a pitch. Hit to right field. Hit fairly well. That ball's got a chance. Dozier with an opposite field grand slam. First for the Twins this year. And here's the 2-1 pitch. Hit high in the air, right field. That ball's got a chance. That one's gone. Back to back for the Twins. That's a solo shot for Kepler. His second of the night. Twins up 8-4. Two balls and no strikes, up 8-4. Hit high in the air, right field. This ball is hit a ton, and that one's gone. A two-homer night for Rosario.
The Twins win their third straight. Brian Dozier connected on his first career grand slam in the victory.
Well, you know, nothing about anything personal. Yeah, the first grand slam and stuff. The big thing was the fact that we gave up the lead a couple of times, and obviously a sold-out crowd, and you got the fans cheering, want something big, and then obviously taking the lead, and then we, end up coming a couple more runs, pounding it on them a little bit. I think all the excitement just taking the lead against a really good ball club that's fighting for first place as well, and I think that's where the excitement came from.
Brian, you're a leader on the field with the way you play, but you're also a leader in that clubhouse. Trade deadline was tough for you guys. You kind of bottomed out, but you've won 3 in a row, and you're right back in this thing. How exciting is it now going to Milwaukee with these meaningful games, knowing you guys are right back in the race?
Well, that's what you play for. You play for meaningful games down this stretch into August and September, and that's the fun of it. You look tonight, what a fun atmosphere, knowing that you're right in the thick of things. And like I said, that's what you play for. We need a big road trip. I know we had a decent homestand or whatever. Our last road trip was terrible, to say the least. But we got to get back on track, playing good on the road, and it starts tomorrow.
Max Kepler with 2 home runs. He finishes with 3 RBIs and scores twice. He talked to the media after.
You know, when the bats are hot, they're hot. That's all I can say. I don't want to jinx us, and I'm going to keep it at that.
Brewers brought a lot of their fans here to Target Field. You guys quiet them with 2 back-to-back wins. Now you go to Milwaukee and bring your fans on the road. How much fun are these series that we call a border battle? I think the fans really enjoy them.
They're awesome, you know. Our fans came out. The Milwaukee Brewer fans came out. I think both of them did a great job and, you know, fueled the games we played here, and it's awesome.
You guys get these 3 wins, you're getting all kinds of help out of town. There's a good chance tonight when you hit the pillow in Milwaukee, you could be within a game and a half of that wild card spot. You're right back in this thing. How much fun is that?
It's always fun to be in a race. I don't want to think about it, but, you know, just focus on the task at hand and keep working.
Up next, a 4-game home-and-home series with the Brewers shifts to Milwaukee on Wednesday with Bartolo Colon on the hill.